Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Thursday to each and every one of you up and down the Stand in the Gap Today radio network. It is a very, very high privilege that we have to come into your life today, whether you're listening on the radio or on the internet. We do thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And we invite you to join us every day at this same time on this same radio station for the Stand in the Gap Today program. If you are a new listener on a new radio station, welcome aboard. If you are a regular listener on a station that's been with us for quite some time, well, welcome back. Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr and I come to you every day at this time with issues that are occurring in the world around us and do what we can to bring the Word of God and the United States Constitution to bear upon those particular issues. And Dave and Sam, a lot is happening in the world today. It just, wow, I guess is the way to put it. When we see what's happening over in the Middle East, when we see what's happening here in the United States of America, not only do we see the matters of prophecy coming into fruition, but we see chaotic situations happening in Washington because of the fact that our Constitution is not being followed. And these are very, very interesting times in which to live. And Sam, since you are our political expert, no doubt, on the program, being that you spent nearly 20 years in politics yourself, that was your full-time vocation in those days, it's interesting to note that some of the latest polls have come out and put Donald Trump at about 23% and Carson at 13%. And the rest of them go down from there. But it was very interesting that Donald Trump said that if he wins the White House, that he will send all the refugees back to Syria. And, you know, it was interesting. I think he said that last night up in New Hampshire. It was interesting that after that particular event, a number of people said that Donald Trump, you know, excuse his language, but Donald Trump is actually saying what the American people are thinking. My question to you, Sam, is that the reason why he seems to be really ahead in these various polls? Which, by the way, the polls don't mean too much right now anyhow because the election's so far away. But is he speaking the American people's mind?
Gary, in that regard, he has. When he speaks about immigration, obviously controversial, but that put him on the chart. People followed that. When he's spoken about bringing order into this confusion in Washington, obviously everybody says, yeah, that needs to happen as well. When he speaks about the Syrian immigrants, certainly he's speaking not just to the immigration issue, but he's speaking now specifically to the ISIS radical Muslim component of the Syrian refugees, because anybody who's knowing and watching, Gary, what's happening in Europe and here is that the bulk of these individuals that are causing such trouble in Europe and what's coming over here are not children and are not families. They are males between ages 17 and 28 or 29. These are fighting age individuals. It's like a military strategy from them in the Middle East. I think that as people become more fully aware of those kinds of things, in addition to the economic impact and all of that type of thing, yeah, Donald Trump picks up on that. And again, the question is, you would say, you know, does he really believe it, or does he just have his thumb on the pulse and actually want in saying what people want to hear? I think that's still to remain a little bit, but I do believe that he really is concerned about where we are as a nation. But he is certainly on the right buttons. He's pushing the right buttons, Gary, because that is a major concern as we're seeing the days unfold.
Well, it is. And Dave, along that same line, you know, as to what Trump is talking about and what he's doing, we all know that the other day he came out with a tax reform plan that a lot of people say might have some credibility. Do you think that that's going to advance him in the polls these days?
Well, Gary, what's helping him is people have accused him of being a man who just talks in very vague generalities. But when he came out with that tax plan, he was fleshing out some things and putting some meat on the bone, so to speak. So I think what that does, whether you agree or disagree with the components of his tax plan, what it does is legitimize Donald Trump more and more, basically letting people realize and understand that he does have proposals and he does meet with people and he is getting advice and he's putting all these things together. So yes, I think it will further legitimize him. It's interesting. You know, the polls come out, the one prior to this, some of the major polling had Carson making, you know, significant gains and basically being neck and neck with Trump.
Yep.
And then Trump will do something, say something, and I'm referring here to his statement about sending all the refugees home. And then all of a sudden he'll get this spike in a response and his poll numbers will go up. And it goes to the very heart of what Sam said. He is touching a nerve with the American people. Anybody that is a thinking individual knows these refugees coming here are a serious, potentially nation-changing problem. And the administration and others are trying to gloss it over. It cannot be glossed over. It is a major, major problem. And Trump understands that. And so he's addressing it. People on Main Street, they're thinking about it. And so they appreciate him talking about it.
And then, you know, you've got the situation with Hillary. And it appears as though Hillary is becoming fearful of Joe Biden, and he hasn't even announced that he's running yet. Some of the polls are showing, by the way, that Biden would win if the election was held today. Biden would win against any GOP candidate, which, of course, causes me to ask the question, why? I mean, because he would simply be the third
it's the entertainment
third term
factor,
of Obama.
Gary.
I hear you laughing, Dave. What are you what do you think about that?
It's the entertainment component. You know, honestly, I'm sorry. I can't imagine anybody picking Joe Biden over any of the people on the GOP side. You know, he's a gaffe machine, and maybe it's the fact, you know, that they would just want to have a high entertainment quotient. I don't know. I don't get that. I just don't get it.
I think Biden and Trump would make an interesting, campaign next fall, Sam.
Well, Gary, I mean, it would be a joke. It would be something that we would probably hoot and laugh at. I mean, but, you know, gentlemen, think about this. I mean, we're laughing because it's so ludicrous. But the vice president, who acts like a child,
agreed.
Who speaks like a disconnected, flitting around child. Is not taken seriously by anybody. Truly, truly, if their polls are indicating that the majority of Americans would overlook the realities of who and what he is and what he says and, more importantly, what he does not say, gentlemen, we have no way of reclaiming what has been lost. I, frankly, don't believe all of those polls. I don't think the American public overlook the buffoonery of this vice president. But nonetheless, the mere fact that even these polls can be floated out there and with some kind of, legitimacy, and the whole country not just reject him out of hand, frankly, kind of worries me a little bit.
It says something about the American electorate, Sam, is what you're saying. If they are interested in a man like that, we've got bigger problems than we've ever dreamed.
But the American electorate today has no concept of what's going on. You know, that if you ask the average person on the street what's going on, they really don't know. And, of course, you know, not everybody watches Fox News. You know, let's face it. Fox News keeps what's going on politically out there probably more than anybody else. Whether you agree with them or not, the fact of the matter is those who watch Fox News seem to be more informed with what's going on above and beyond the actual American electorate. Something interesting to observe. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pay some bills and take a break. We will be back with more Stand in the Gap today, right after this message.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church.
In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500, or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
In the language of the Holy Writ, there is a time for all things. There is a time to preach and a time to fight. Thus ended the sermon of Lutheran pastor John Peter Muhlenberg as he removed his clerical robes to reveal the uniform in the Continental Army. After church service, 300 men of his congregation rode off with him to join Washington's troops. Born this day, October 1st, 1746, he died the very same day in 1807. John Peter Muhlenberg was promoted to Major General and later elected Congressman and Senator. A statue of him now stands in the U.S. Capitol.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would make this your one and only project, you could change the country. But we can only make this change if we're willing to stand together. Learn more about federal Common Core and Pennsylvania Core standards and call your representatives today. Ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to PARestoringEducation.org or call Richard at 484-678-2236. This message brought to you by Pennsylvanians Restoring Education.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. And along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull, and we thank you for the pleasure of your company. We encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about this particular program and other programs produced by the American Pastors Network. But significantly so, we encourage you to go there because you can correspond with us there. You can write us notes and give us some thoughts and ask some questions, and we certainly would encourage you to do that. Also, keep in mind that if you are traveling and cannot be in an area where you pick up our signal on the radio, you can pick up our signal there at standinthegapradio.com. There's a place where you can click on to our anchor station, which is WFYL in the Philadelphia area. We encourage you to go to that website. Well, fellas, it's very interesting. You know, we've talked a lot about prophecy in recent days here on the program, and particularly Ezekiel 38 and 39 and how things seemingly are coming together. But it appears as though we had another prophet of sorts in the house, or in the country, I guess I should say, not just in the house. But back in the 2012 election, Sam, when Mitt Romney was running for the presidency and, of course, was in a debate with Barack Obama, he said that Russia is our number one concern. And, of course, you know, Obama did not agree with that. As a matter of fact, neither did Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. They all disagreed with what Mitt Romney was saying. And, however, it appears as though he was correct. He was not only a prophet, but he was speaking forth truth. And, Sam, I have a question for you, and that is, what is wrong with the Democrats' foreign policy that they could not see that Russia was there as our number one geopolitical problem in the world today? What's wrong with the Democratic policy?
Gary, I'll just be as succinct as I possibly can. Democrat policy, and I would have to put in there, some of those who are Republicans have thought the same thing, have been more concerned about what people think about them than they have been concerned about doing the right thing and doing the constitutional obligation. They have been more concerned about form over substance, on one hand. On the other hand, there are many within that party and some that we would call establishment folks who've been far more concerned about the objectives of a one world, new world order, which crosses over obviously into Republican sectors, than they have been about maintaining United States sovereignty, the obligation again of our Constitution, who and what we are. Gary, what we are seeing come forward is not something that just happened a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. It's been a rejection of biblical truth that have allowed for the incorporation and embracing of deception. And the other side, I'm talking the Russian other side, the Marxist component of the Russian other side, have been active in our country for a long time, undermining our educational system, undermining our political system. They're behind a lot of things in their atheistic background, Gary, that is now coming forward. And unfortunately, or as it may be, many of those that the Democratic Party of the last generation have encouraged and gotten a hold of to become a part of them have believed those same things. So, Gary, it's a result of ultimately of rejecting truth and God's rightful place over what he has done for this nation, and they've accepted these other things, and with it comes a whole host of problems. That is how, as succinctly as I could say it.
Well, I think that's pretty clear. And, you know, it's interesting that 25 or 30 years ago when the Soviet Union fell, Dave, people were, you know, sort of rejoicing over that. I think we all rejoiced over that. And I can remember people coming to me and say, well, you know, the prophecy talks a lot about Russia, and here the Soviet Union fell. What's going on here? Is prophecy wrong? And, of course, you know, right from the very beginning, I said, well, the prophecy is about Russia, not about the Soviet Union. And my observation that I would share with people today, and I want to bring to you to see what your thoughts are on this observation, is that Russia really never did die. The Soviet Union, you know, dissipated, but the Russian thought, the Russian philosophy, as Sam said, you know, the old communist hardliners, their concept is still there. Russia is still very much alive and is even becoming more alive these days.
Well, Gary, I think you used two critical words. You said the Russian philosophy and the Russian ideology. Russia is more than just a country with territorial boundaries. Russia is a thought process. It is indeed an ideology, and that never went away. And now we find the embodiment of that entire philosophy in Vladimir Putin. And so Russia is back full force. What they started within the last 48 hours, the bombings in Syria, Gary, reveal that they are there to stay. They are in the Middle East. And to be honest with you, gentlemen, it just makes me angry to think about it. We have surrendered everything in the Middle East. Under President Obama, we have witnessed with our eyes the surrender of all authority in the Middle East. And now Russia is in that place. And again, it's a prophetic component to it, I believe. We talk about Ezekiel 38 and 39 a lot, I know, on this program. But again, it bears being mentioned. We are now at a spot where America is completely out of the picture, guys. We are out of the picture. And Vladimir Putin and Russia, they're calling the shots in the Middle East.
Well, talking about being out of the picture, that's absolutely true. You know, over the last couple of days, we have been talking a lot about or following a lot about what's been taking place between Putin and Obama and between John Kerry and Sergey Lavrov. But, you know, it appears that Putin said nothing to Obama about his plans for Syria in their 90-minute meeting they had on Monday, you know, because they sat there and talked, and within 24 hours, Russia was bombing Syria. As a matter of fact, Russia only gave a one-hour warning to the embassy in Syria that they were going to bomb. And my question to you, Sam, is, you know, why was that not even picked up in this discussion between Obama and Putin? Was it a matter of fact that Putin just was not going to hold his cards further away from his chest, as it were? Or was Barack Obama so dumb not to be able to read what Putin had in mind? Why do you think all this happened the way that it did?
Gary, that meeting between the two of them, before the UN and all of that, that's public fodder stuff. That was not a meeting where they were going to actually honestly communicate information. Did the president believe that Putin was going to tell him that we're now going to move in as a chess player and make a checkmate on you? Of course not. And so for the administration to say, oh, I can't believe that he didn't tell us the truth. They've been lying to each other for a long time, Gary. And unfortunately, this chess match, if that's going on, I believe that Putin has checkmated. As we talked about before, I believe that this administration, this president, has transferred this baton to the Russian leader. And we sit here now in the Middle East watching from the outside with Kerry and others making boisterous words but having no teeth. And the other side looks, and they all know that there's no teeth because we've given it up. This is what's happened.
I don't know, Dave, did you happen to see that particular discussion? I should say maybe it was a press conference between John Kerry and Sergey Lavrov, Sergey Lavrov being the Russian foreign minister. It seemed like when you were watching them as they were trying to explain what happened not only in that meeting between the two presidents but the fact that Russia was now bombing Syria, it looked to me as though Lavrov was cool, calm, and collected, and John Kerry was nervous and jittery and really didn't know what was going on. In fact, when he went to speak, he basically said virtually nothing.
Well, Gary, Lavrov is holding all the cards. Because Russia's holding all the cards, and so he can be calm, cool, and collected, and Kerry's on the edge of his seat and nervous, and he should be as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs, because he knows that we don't hold any anymore. And then today, a senior official, in response to what Russia started doing with this bombing, made this statement. Listen to this. Listen to the weakness of this. Listen to the disconnected of this, nature of this. A senior official says, the fact that Russia's bombing, quote, bypasses legitimate discussion. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
are you kidding me? I mean, we have a bunch of children managing the store up there, and it's like they don't have a clue what they're doing, and we're being run over by this Soviet tank, this Russian tank called Vladimir Putin, and he's calling the shots and poking his finger in the eye of President Obama and making a laughing stock. out of the United States of America. And what's even more tragic is we're letting it happen.
Well, Dave, I think it was Ashley Carter who said that he didn't expect this from Russia and that they were not really acting professionally in what they've done. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did, Gary. That's a joke.
You're unbelievable.
I mean, it's laughable.
That's our Secretary of Defense, Sam.
I know, Gary, and when we come back, I'll give some comments from Kerry. They all fit together, and they're all as ludicrous.
Ladies and gentlemen, you won't want to go away. We need to take a break, but we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today, right after these messages. Stay tuned. We'll see you in about 3 minutes.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Whether it makes landfall or not, Hurricane Joaquin, now a Category 3 storm, could cause flooding anywhere from the Carolinas to Connecticut. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie declaring a state of emergency.
There is definitely going to be moderate and likely to be major flooding events in South Jersey on Friday and Saturday.
One person's been killed in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in flooding from another storm on the East Coast. Governor Christie at 1% in a new Republican presidential poll.
According to a USA Today Suffolk University poll, Donald Trump is in the lead with 23% support. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina are tied for second place with 13% support each. In third place is Marco Rubio. Jeb Bush, who was right behind Trump in a USA Today survey a couple of months ago, has slipped to fifth place.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News, we report. You decide.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. I hope you've taken time to check out our website, which is located at pafamily.org. It's updated nearly every day and features the latest on pro-family news, action alerts, event updates, and informative blog posts about the issues that you care about. The website also includes our powerful Citizen Action Center, an easy-to-use tool to help you communicate with your elected officials from the White House to the State House and even at your county levels. So when an issue that you care about, the sanctity of life or property tax reduction, religious liberty, school choice, whatever it may be, pafamily.org has the tools you need to be an informed and involved Pennsylvania citizen. Be sure to check it out.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Sam, I want to go right to you because you said that you had something to reveal to us concerning some of the statements that Kerry and Lavrov and Ashley Carter have have been giving to us here in the media. What say you, my friend?
Well, Gary, this is just a part of the speech that Secretary Kerry made yesterday at the United Nations Security Council. And in just a couple of lines, he's basically addressing it. What he did yesterday was tried to set the United States actions in the Middle East and build the case for why our efforts are all about ousting Assad. And he was trying to make the case about the use of chemical warfare and all of that kind of thing, which is interesting because they denied that that was done during the days of Saddam Hussein. But nonetheless, folks, within all that, this is what he said. But he went down through that, and here's one of the statements. He said this, because of the guaranteed Russian obstructionism of any action through the United Nations Security Council, the United Nations cannot galvanize the world to act as it should. So he said, Russia is doing what they're doing, and because of the way they're doing what they're doing, the United Nations itself, which he had beforehand said we have full support in and understand the power that they have, comes back and says they're not able to do anything. Then he goes on, so let me be clear. And you can all see him putting his fist up in the air. So be clear.
Yeah.
he says, now this is it. This is the strength of the administration. This is what they're going to do. We will continue talking to the Congress, talking to our allies, and most importantly, talking to the American people. President Obama will ensure, as he has before, that the United States will make our own decision on our own timelines, on our values, based on our interest, period. Gary, that is as strong as an argument that he goes, and then he says, ultimately, we are committed, fist up in the air, we remain committed, he says, end quote, we believe it. He's emphasizing this. The primary objective must be a diplomatic process through negotiation because we know there is no ultimate military solution. He's saying it has to be political. He goes on, it has to be at the negotiating table. And we are deeply committed to getting it there. Gary, this is why the world is laughing. This is why the Russians know that there is no teeth, because all it ever remains is we're going to talk about it. We're committed to investigating, and nothing is done. There comes a time in the role of every nation who carries the sword, whose responsibility is to protect the people, that's exactly what the military is. And if they think that it cannot happen, it cannot work, we're going to sit down at the table, that's exactly why Russia goes in, puts his troops on the ground, and does his work, and everybody else sits back because they know there will be no response. Gary, this is horrendous.
Well, it is horrendous because there comes a time when you stop talking and start shooting, right?
Well, that's exactly correct. I mean, what is the sword? Why mm-hmm. do you have a military? Just to put their pictures on a wall? Mm-hmm. It's to use them. But they have neutered our military, Gary. They've cut them through sequester. They have failed to plan with new equipment. They have cut back naval ships that have been underway. They have cut back some planes that have been on the drawing board. This administration has done everything they can to make it so that we don't even have a great ability to move forward. This is serious business. We're not talking about fun and games any longer. And anybody who's listening to this should understand things have changed, as we have said in the last couple of days. Things have changed.
Well, let me ask you this question, Dave, because, you know, with what is going on over there in the Middle East right now, and, of course, we realize that even as we are on the air now, Bibi Netanyahu is speaking before the United Nations, and I think that will be very, very interesting to see what he has to say. But, you know, Russia gave the United States a 60-minute warning that they were going to start bombing there in Syria. And when they started to bomb, they weren't bombing the ISIS establishments. The reports are coming out now saying that they are actually bombing the American-supported rebels in Syria instead of the ISIS fighters. And my question to you, Dave, is what message did Russia send to America and to the world by doing that? In reality, are they not bombing us?
Well, Gary, they are, and they're sending a very clear message. They're sending a message that we do not respect the United States of America. We do not respect the President of the United States of America. Putin has got to be laughing up his sleeve at the man that we call the president. And I hate to even say those things and think those things about my country. But, Gary, that's where we are. What Sam just said, we have entered a new era. And I'm monitoring Bibi Netanyahu's speech at the UN, and he is speaking like a leader should speak. And he is as impassioned as I have ever seen him. And he just made this statement. I know what war is. I lost a brother in a war. I know what the price of war is. And he is making a clear, as unequivocal a statement as he possibly can to the United Nations that we will not tolerate certain things. And we have our officials like John Kerry and Ash Carter and the president making these inane comments, these weak little comments. They're like children in a man's world. It's disgusting to watch, and it's going to be the downfall of our nation.
Dave and Gary, can I interject something here? I'm looking at the book of Ezekiel right now, chapter 22, and we've talked about the prophetical part of it. This obviously is speaking to Israel when God is going to judge Israel, and it did, but it applies to us as a nation who once said, we fear God, we are here for God, and our motto still says, in God we trust. Let me read this to you, if I could. Thus saith the Lord God, the city or the nation that sheds blood in her midst, abortion, however you want to talk about that, that her time is now come. And she makes idols within herself to defile herself, trust in anything other than God. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed. You've defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all countries. Those near and those far from you will mock you as infamous and full of tumult or confusion. Gentlemen, if that's not applicable to what exactly we're talking about here right now, I'm not sure what is.
And Sam, you know what? If you read through the rest of that chapter, and I know you know the chapter well, you get down to the latter part of the book, and you've got mentioned the prophets, the priests, the princes, or the politicians, the people. All of them,
yes,
through and through were corrupt. They were doing nothing for the cause of righteousness. And then God issues that clarion call in verse 30, and he says, I sought for a man among them, among the corrupt politicians and priests and prophets and people. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. And tragically, in Ezekiel's day, God had to say, I found none. Hopefully in America, he will find some who will resist what's going on and stand up against this. Gentlemen, this is absurd what we're watching, the systematic destruction of our nation, and it is occurring under the leadership of a man who's been elected twice. It is a disgrace what has happened.
Well, it is, and of course, you know, it's sad to be seeing this taking place. I heard somebody say in the news this morning that Barack Obama is a lame duck president. He's no lame duck president. He's starting to do everything that he has wanted to do as it relates to weakening the United States of America, Sam.
Gary, you are correct. He's by no means a lame duck, and he made it very, very clear that he's going to be very active to the very end, and you know, and at this point, again, our Congress is letting him do it, too.
Letting him do it.
And I asked the question, are we as the American people also allowing it to happen? I saw something this morning here in Drudge where there's some recent research here came out and said that now there's tremendous buyer's remorse relative to this president. Well, we've been saying that for a long time.
Oh, we need about another 3 hours for this radio program today, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much that we can talk about. But, Sam, you brought up Ezekiel 22. We've been talking about Ezekiel 38 and 39. And I realize we're not going to be able to probably delve into this before our upcoming break here. But, you know, what really is going on over there prophetically? You know, what is the potential of Russia standing behind Syria? We see that's going on now, as well as the Palestinians. You know, the Palestinians came out yesterday or the day before and said that they are no longer going to recognize or keep any of the agreements made with Israel. And, of course, you've got Russia coming in to support the Palestinians. You've got Russia coming in to support Syria. You've got Ezekiel 38 and 39. Men, what can we expect to happen next? Dave?
Well, Gary, we could be on the very precipice of the return of Jesus Christ. Now, again, we're not setting dates. We're not predicting, you know, the time or anything like that, because the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour. But the general time frame, yes, I think we can know that. Well, I think we have entered into what could be the very threshold of the end. If we are, Gary, then we're going to see further coalition of these nations like Russia, Iran, Syria, and so on. We're going to see further drawing together. And ultimately, according to Ezekiel 38, an attack's going to be initiated against the nation of Israel.
Sam, when we come back, I want to ask you this question. You can think about it. In light of these Ezekiel prophecies, can the United States do anything now to stand against Syria? You know, there may be some people who would say that America should just sit back and watch things play out. Should we? What can we do? What should we do? Sam, I'd be interested in hearing your answer when we come back. And I know that millions across the country will as well. We'll be back with more right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap Today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap Today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul gave critical counsel, important for Timothy and applicable to us. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. The Apostle Paul said, as a believer, you've been saved and called. You've been given great responsibility as a preacher, teacher, and soldier. He said, the calling is divine. The opposition is demonic. In fact, perilous and frightful times will come. Expect it. But be strong, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power. He said, God has not made us to be fearful or afraid during unsettling times. To the contrary, He's given us the spirit of power, the power to successfully encounter foes and dangers, the power to bear up under trials, the power to triumph in persecution. Therefore, he said, don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ and the gospel. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network reminding you, in the face of danger, go forward in the strength of God's power.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
There are over 42,000 cyber school students in Pennsylvania. Miss Philadelphia 2015 was a 2009 graduate of Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School. Athletes, actors, musicians, scholars, and community leaders appreciate the flexible schedule cyber school offers so they can pursue their passions, become independent learners, critical thinkers, and empowered leaders. Learn more today. Visit www.palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785. That's www.palcs.org for Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School.
PA Leadership Charter School. Lead, don't follow.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A lot to talk about these days, and not enough time to talk about all of it as we attempt to do what we can to bring you the circumstances in the world and in the nation in light of our Constitution and the Word of God. But Sam, before we went into the break, I gave you this question to think about, and that is that in light of the Ezekiel prophecies, can the United States of America do anything now to stand against Syria, realistically speaking? You know, there may be some people out there who are saying that America should just sit back and watch things play out. And then, you know, you've got, I think it was Ashley Carter and some others. What is that new word they're using now? Reconflictization or whatever it is. Have you heard them talking about that word? Or deconflictuation, I guess it is. What in the world is behind all of that?
Gary, your first question first. In reality, as a nation, we have an obligation to pursue that which is in the interest of our nation in connection to what our Constitution says, and those in office have that responsibility. As we look forward, then that's all ultimately within the context of God's sovereign plan. And if he's working things together in the Middle East, we've been talking about a lot, then obviously these two things come together. However, that never removes the responsibility and or the duty to do that which is in the interest of our nation and Israel, of whom we ought to be concerned, and all of that. So therefore, should we be talking right now about actually and being involved militarily in the Middle East for the protection of American interests and for the defense of Israel? The answer is yes, absolutely. Nothing has changed. That should be what we're doing. Now, at the end of the day, is that really going to turn the tide of a Russian bear that's now emerged on the scene and is expanding his reach? Time will unfold, and we'll know more in a month from now or 6 months from now. But what we should be doing and what the Congress should be talking about, what the president should be doing, is very, very clear, and that is supporting our interests and standing up and taking moral leadership, and should be there in the interest of defending our ally and friend, Israel. That's what we should be doing, and there's no question about that.
Well, there's no question about that. And then, of course, that new word that they're throwing out there, I think I have it right, deconflictization. You know, what in the world? I mean, that means putting your tail between your legs and running away, right?
Well, Gary, that's what John Kerry was talking about. Mm-hmm. We're going to go home and talk about it. Mm-hmm. The answer's not on the battlefield. The answer's not going to be with the military. That's what he's saying. So if you are already telegraphing that to everybody, well, then you know how the results are going to come out.
So if the United States of America stands down, that, of course, plays into the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, Dave.
Well, Gary, it does. You know, America's not mentioned in those chapters. In fact, we're not mentioned by name anywhere in the prophetic portions of the scriptures. So, you know, are we watching, and this is the question, are we watching the disappearance of America as far as any kind of influence whatsoever in God's focal point, which is the Middle East? People need to understand the focal point of prophecy is the East, not the Western world. And America seems to be playing no role now. And, of course, obviously from a biblical standpoint, we don't appear anywhere in the scenarios that the Bible describes in the end times. So are we watching the beginnings of that? It's very, very possible. However, let me say this, Gary. We need to remind ourselves of this. We don't know. We do not know that this is the precipice of the end. We just don't
right.
know. So what right. we must do is this. Just like God sent a prophet to say to the city of Nineveh, in 40 days you're going to be destroyed, and Nineveh repented. And again, I don't know how to connect all this because this is in the realm of God, but God changed his mind and gave them mm-hmm. more time. Could mm-hmm. the Lord do the same thing now? And the answer is yes. So we do the right thing. As Sam said, our nation does what's in our best interest, what's in the best interest of our friend there in the Middle East, the nation of Israel. We do what's right because it's right to do, regardless of what's going on around the world. So we stand and defend ourselves. We do what's right to protect ourselves. We try to advance our interests in that region of the world. We certainly stand alongside Israel in unequivocal support of them, and we need to do that. Tragically, gentlemen, what we have is an administration who will do none of the above that I've just mentioned.
Dave, you're monitoring the news, and of course you have found that the Iranian ground forces are now assisting with the Russian airstrikes over in Syria. Wow, that goes a long way to play into this Iranian agreement that has been made here recently, doesn't it?
Gary, it does. And it also says this. It also says this, gentlemen. This is not something that just happened within the last 48 hours. I mean, the bombing started in the last couple of days. But to set up an arrangement where you've got ground forces moving in from Iran to assist with these Russian airstrikes, gentlemen, this has had to be in the works for some time. Where have our negotiators, where is our State Department, where is our Secretary of State, where's our President been? What in the world has been going on that all of this is taking us by surprise? Where have we been?
Maybe he's been help planning it, Sam.
Well, Dave and Gary, I mean, is it possible that that famous comment made off mic when
there
I'm reelected?
That's
I
know
it.
Where you're
I
headed.
I can say do
it.
More.
That's it.
Everybody listen to this. Everybody listen. Say it, Sam.
I mean, Garrett, you are correct. We all remember the discussion of our president with Vladimir Putin, who was caught off mic by saying, when I am reelected, I will be able to do more. And the world has wondered, what does that mean? What's he talking about? Doing more of what? I have never really wondered about that. And I think anybody else have really wondered, now looking at it, would say, yeah, that's what he meant. I mean, frankly, the promises to bring change to America, have that not occurred? Hope? I don't think so. But giving to these Russians, and of whom the Clintons have been intimately attached, yeah, he has done more under this last administration. Gentlemen, think about it.
It's an amazing time, Gary, that we're in. Complicit. What Sam is saying is American leadership, our president, may be complicit with what's happening in the Middle East. This is not that we're caught off guard. We are involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go from here? You know, I wish we had time to discuss 1 Samuel 12, 14 and 15, where when Samuel was talking about Israel receiving a king, he said, if you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and rebel not against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was your father's. Dave, does that apply to us today?
Gary, tragically, I'm afraid that it does.
Sam, any comments?
Well, I think it does too, Gary. These are eternal principles, and God's justice doesn't sleep. Mm. He will do what's necessary. That's why we need to return to him in repentance now as God's people.
Ladies and gentlemen, our time's up for today. It looks like we may be having a national security expert on with us tomorrow to talk about these things, so be with us then. Until then, this is the Stand in the Gap radio program from the American Pastors Network.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler, brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.